Mesechtas Nazir, Daf Yud Aleph, at the top of Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph, at the new Mishnah. Let's just remind ourselves that we had a Stab Mishnah on Daf Gimel Beis, where the Mishnah stated that Harini Nazir Min Chatzanim, or Min Azogim, or Min Ataklachas, or Min Atuma, Harese Nazir, that even though someone was only Mekabel Naziris for one detail of Naziris, for example, he said, I want to be a Nazir from grape seeds, or from grape skins, or for haircuts, or for Tuma, his Kabbalas Naziris is still a valid Kabbalas Naziris, and all the Dinim of Naziris will apply to him, and the Rabbanan learned is from the pasuk of Miayim v'Sheikh Yazer, and the Gemara over there said that Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon, as Reb Shimon holds that Kabbalas Naziris could only work if you mekabel all the dinim of Naziris on him, and as the Gemara said, Reb Shimon holds ein chayiv v'shiyudim mekulam, and he learns from the pasuk of Mikala sheyeh asum migefer yayim mechatzonim v'adzog, and this machlekes will be relevant to this daf a couple of different times. So the Mishnah begins mazgulei zakeis, someone pours a cup of wine for Reuven, v'aman Reuven says hareini nazir menu, I want to be a nazir from this cup of wine, Harezeh Nazir, he is still a Nazir, and as Tosfos says, Pirish called Din Naziris love, that all the Din of Naziris applies to him. And the Rush points out that even though we just brought the Mishnah on Daf Gimel Beis, where Reb Shimon says, if Reuven would say, Harezeh Nazir, Min Chatzanim, he would not be a Nazir. However, the Rush is Mechadish, that our Mishnah is going evil for Reb Shimon, and even though Reb Shimon says, Achi Yazim Mikulon, and over here, Reuven only made his Naziris on this cup of wine, and not on all the Din of Naziris. However, Zakhtar Rush, Hachamaydir, Reb Shimon is in our case, Kivin Lehiskabed Yayin, since he actually did not mention wine at all, Vilegura mi Yadis Naziris, and therefore it is not worse than a case of Yadis Naziris. For example, as we already learned, if Reuven says, Hareini Misalsel, then he becomes a Nazir, even for Reb Shimon, even though Silsel only has to do with Taglachas. However, we explained that he means to say that I really want to be a Nazir for everything, that includes an Issa Taglachas, as we learned before. And over here also, we're going to explain when he said, Hareini Nazir Menu, he's not coming to exclude that he doesn't want to be a Nazir from other Dinim, he's just saying that one of the dinim of Naziris is that I'll be usher from this cup of wine. And the Mishnah continues with the story, and this story will seem to be a Maisa Listar, and the Gemara will ask that L'chayra, we generally have Maisas that are Maisa Lissuye and not a Maisa Listar, so what's Pshat on Mishnah? And the Gemara will add in a Chesur Mechsur, as we'll see in a moment. And the Mishnah continues, Maisa B'Isha Achaz, it was a story with a woman, Shahisa Shikura, she was drunk, and they poured for her a cup of wine, and she said, Hareini Nazir Menu, I want to be a Nazir from this cup of wine. And even though a moment ago in the Rashi of Mishnah we said in this case Harezeh Nazir, you would be a Nazir. However, in this case, Amr Chacham, the Chacham said Loi Miskaven Zu, this woman was only Miskaven El Loima, only to say Harehu like carbon, that this cup of wine should be also to me like a carbon, and she's also to this cup of wine based on Neder and not based on the din of Naziris. And the Mefarshim explained that when the Mishnah said that she was Shikah, it doesn't mean that she was Shikah Kalait, because then any Maisa that she does will be Batal and will have no meaning, and she cannot make any. However, we're talking about a situation where she was drunk, but not on that level, and therefore she was still able to make Nedarim, and her Nedarim was still Chal. And the Rishash explains our Mishnah a bit differently, and he says that when the Mishnah says that she was drunk, it doesn't mean that at that moment she was drunk, it just means that she was a drunk and she was an alcoholic, and someone came over to her and offered her a drink, and she didn't want to drink, and that's why she said, Hareini Nazir Menu, and of course, since she was not drunk at that moment, therefore she was a full Bar Das, and that's why her Nedar could certainly be Chal. And Ayin the Chreinim who discussed that on Mishnah we say that since this woman said Hareini Nazir Mimenu, that even though she does become a Nazira, but Lemaisa, her Neder is Chal, and she could be usher to this wine, and we saw in the Mishnah earlier that if someone says Hareini Nazir Min Gregrace, according to Beis Hillel, not only is he not a Nazir, but he would not even be usher to Gregrace based on a Neder, and a Neder would not be Chal either, and the Karen Ayer is Mechal between the Mishnah Daf Tesser and Beis and our Mishnah, as over there Gregrace has no Shaykhis to Naziris, and therefore it's not Shaykh to Taitch up that when he said Hareini Nazir Min Gregrace, he meant to make a neder that he's not going to have hanor from Gregrace. However, in our Mishnah, when she said Hareini Nazir Menu, since Lemaisa, she's actually talking about wine, and wine has Shaykhis to Naziris, therefore it's Shaykh to explain that she borrowed the term Naziris, and really she meant to say Hareini Mufrish Mimenu, that I'm separated, and I'm also to have hanor from wine. The Gemara begins, Maisa Listar, Lelechira, in the beginning of the Mishnah, we said, Mazgulas Akhais, Va'am Hareini Nazir Menu, Harezi Nazir, he becomes a full fledged Nazir, and at the end of the Mishnah, we said that if she said Hareini Nazir Menu, that the Chacham said that it's only a Neder and not a Naziris. And the Gemara is bothered that generally when we have a Maisa in a Mishnah, it's coming to be Maseyeh at a prior point and not coming to be Sois at a prior point. Therefore, the Gemara is bothered. Amr Reisha Harezeh Nazir. In Reisha, we said Harezeh Nazir. V'hadatani Maisa B'isha Achas. And then we say a story of a Maisa with the woman where she doesn't become a full-fledged Nazira. Alma B'hayu Da'asa. And she's only Asa to that cup of wine. Hayin Achrin Ashari. But she's going to be Mutta to all other wine in the world as she doesn't become a Nazira. And it's only based on the fact that she has a chalais of a neda. So the Gemara answers chasumim echsav hachitani. We have to add in the following to the Mishnah. Mazgul is a kais v'amarin nazim menorayz in azir. Rishon, the Mishnah is talking about a standard case with someone who's not drunk and not an alcoholic. He actually said that raising nazim in ayayin. So then we said he must be saying I want to be a nazir. And at this point, we should really add into the Mishnah the following: v'imshikhu, if it wasn't a case where he was sober but he was alcoholic and at that moment he was drunk, v'aman, he said harayin nazim menu that I want to be a nazir from this cup of wine. Ain't a nazir. In this case, he does not become a full-fledged nazir. And my time, why is it that he doesn't become a nazir? Because commander Amar, it's as if he said harayin like carbonu, that this cup of wine should be like a carbon and should be also based on a neda. And v'chi tema, and if you'll say lemme hachi, if it's true that Reuven really did not want to accept upon himself naziris and he only wanted to be us to this cup of wine, then let him say I want to be us to this cup of wine and it should be a carbon to me. The Mishnah will respond, sovah meisli achrino mitzarenli, that if I will say that I'm only also to this cup of wine, then they will still bring another cup of wine and they'll try to pressure me to go and drink another cup of wine. And therefore, imlu hamilsa the psikalu, therefore I'll make sure to say I'm a full-fledged nazir, and therefore they'll stop bothering me and stop pressuring me to drink even more. It is on this second point where a person is a shikar and he said that I reini nazir imenu, that the din is that he's not a nazir, on that we brought a maisa, which is actually siyueh, u maisa nami be isha achas, and then we brought the story with this woman who was a shikura, and she said, harayin nazir imenu, and Chacham said, lo niskav nazu, that this woman was not niskavin to become a nazira, aloy marei like a carbon, and there's an umdana that her kavana was that she only wanted this cup of wine to be astar based on a neda and not based on naziris. And the Rush explains this on a practical level, that why is it that there's a difference that someone is nervous about pressure when they're drunk and not when they're not drunk? And the Rush explains, because if someone is drunk, she can derech lahafsa b'shikah lahoisif al-shikusai. It's a normal procedure of people to go and pressure people that are already drunk to go add on to the shikras. And the Rush continues, aval in derech lahafsa kolkach ba'odim she'en ha-shikah hilkachim in daitel l'nazir havalei loyma harei like carbon. And therefore, b'negei a regular person, if he says harei nazir menu, then he is a full-fledged nazir, as if he didn't want to be a full-fledged nazir, he just sort of said, I'm making a neder that I'm going to be usher to this kais, and it should be like a carbon for me, and I'll be usher based on a neder. We continue with the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah will bring three different cases that are very similar with potentially different dinim. So the Mishnah starts, harei nazir menashe hei shoyse yayin umitamal amesim harei nazir ba'azir b'kulon, that if Reuven says, I want to be a nazir, but on condition that I could still drink wine and I could still be metamal amesim, and if we said mefurish that I really don't want all the dinim and naziris on me, but he based it on a tnai, harei zin nazir, he's still a nazir, but asa b'kulon, and all dinim of nazir will apply, and it'll be asa to wine, it'll be asa to cut his hair, and it'll be asa to be metamal amesim. And certainly the ratio of this Mishnah is definitely going with the chacham that we had on Daf Gimel Beis, and held that once someone is mekabel naziris for one of these three naziris, then it's chal on all dinim naziris, and it's considered a full fledged naziris, and we say ein naziris lemechta. However, the Gemara will discuss if this is also going with fear of Shimon, who holds ein chayiv ad sheyidu mekulam, and lechayr over here wasn't mekabel all the dinim of naziris, and lechayr according to Rav Shimon, his naziris should not be chal. And the Mishnah continues, if Reuven says harini nazir, I want to be a nazir, and he then says yedei initiation naziris, I know that there's a concept of naziris, aval ein yedei she nazir also b'ayin, but I didn't know at the time that I made the neda that nazir is also b'ayin, and I didn't really want to be also b'ayin. The din is harayza also according to chachamim, since he was mekabel naziris on taglaches and on tumah, therefore we have a din of ein nazir lechatzayin, and Reuven is still also to drink wine. However, Rav Shimon matter, Rav Shimon says that he will be muta, and he not only will be able to drink wine, but he'll also be able to be metamal mesim and to cut his hair, and he's not a nazir at all. And as Tosfos says, because Rav Shimon's going according to his own shita that he said on Daf Gimel Beis, at sheyazim mikulan, that the only time you become a nazir is only if your das was to be mekabel naziris on all the dinim and all the halachas of naziris. And the Rush explains that the Mishnah is going with the seder of loizu afsu, that not only in the reisha, where at the point when he was mekabel naziris, he knew that a nazir is also b'yayin, and he just excluded it. So certainly over there we say in nazir l'chatzayin, and he's also to wine as well. However, in the sefer we didn't have knowledge that a nazir is also to wine, so maybe we would say that in that case it's like a neder b'tois, and the din would be that it's not considered a valid naziris. Kamash blon according to chachamim, that's still considered a valid naziris, and all dinim of naziris apply to him. And Mishnah continues with the third case. Yedei anisha nazir also b'yayin. If Reuven says at the time I made the neder, I knew that a nazir is also to wine, avasava yisi, but I thought shecham matirli, that I would have a special dispensation from the chachamim. They will give me a special heta to drink wine, because I could only live with wine as I need it, or they'll give me a special dispensation and allow me to be metamel amesim because I am an undertaker and I only have a way to make panasa, being able to bury people. And the Rush explains that based on these svaras, so Reuven felt that since the chacham Avram will be matter for me. Therefore, even Chachila, when he was mekabel on himself the Ziris, he was never mekabel on himself to not drink wine or not be metamel mesim. And although in the prior case, the Rabbanan said Areza Us and Rab Shimon was matter, in this case we have the exact opposite in that Lefila Chacham Areza Mutter, that it's not considered valid Naziris and it'll be Mutter in Gantin, Rab Shimon Isa, and Rab Shimon over here says that he'll be Usa and it will be a valid Kabbalah Naziris. And the Gemara will ask, L'chaira, it seems to be a stereo between the second case of the Mishnah and the third part of the Mishnah. And the Gemara begins, V'lifik Nami Rab Shimon Bereisha, why is it that there's a machlekes between Rab Shimon and Rabbanon in the second case of the Mishnah, based on the fact that Rab Shimon holds that the only way that you can be Makabal Naziris is Achiyazim Mekulon, if you accept all the dinam of Naziris on yourself? And that's why in the second case of the Mishnah, where Reuven said, I didn't know that Nazir is also B'ayin, and therefore I wasn't Makabal on myself the Issa of wine, so then Rab Shimon said, that's not considered valid Kabbal Naziris. In the ratio where Reuven also was not Makabal on himself all dinam of Naziris, as he said, Al Menashe He Shoyse Yayin with Tamil Mesim, that I only want to accept upon myself that I'll be a Nazir on the condition that I could still drink wine and be Metamel Mesim, that the din is Harez in Nasir V'Asir B'Kulon, and it seems that it's still Divrei HaKol, if Rav Shimon should be Matar, as L'Chaira, he wasn't Yazim Mekulon. The Gemara brings two Terutzim, Amar Rav Shul Balevi, Cholokai Rav Shimon Apurisha. Rav Shul Balevi states that Rav Shimon actually argues, even in the first case of the Mishnah, and Ein Echanami, Rav Shimon and Rabbana argue in all three cases of the Mishnah, and Ravina, Amar Ravina says, B'Reisha Loipal Rav Shimon, that in the Reisha, Rav Shimon actually is not Chaylik on the Tanakama, and my time, why is that? Mishun the Havali Masna Mashikaz B'Tariah. In that case, it's not a situation where Reuven was Mekabal on himself a partial Naziris. Really, Reuven was Mekabal on himself a full Naziris, and he said, Irene Nazir. Therefore, he said, I want to be Nazir for everything. And then he just added in a condition, and he said, Menashe Shoyse Yayin Metamel Mesim, and he tried to now limit his Naziris. In this case, Rav Shimon holds that really it's considered that he was Mekabal full Naziris, and therefore it is no Chesar Ba'ad Shiyazim Mekulon. However, the issue over here is, after Reuven said, I'm a Nazir, he made it tonight, and he said that my Nazir should be chal, and I should still be able to drink wine, and I should still be my Tamil Mesim. And of course, that's against what the Torah tells us, and we have a klal called Masa Amasha Kosmeteria. Anyone that makes a Tanai against what it says in the Torah, Tanai Batal, that the Tanai is Batal and Maisa Kayim, and therefore the Tanai that he said, which was I should be able to drink wine and be Tamil Mesim, is Batal, but the Maisa and his Chalois Naziris is still going to be chal. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Shimon Levi Amalacha, and Rabbi Shimon Levi will respond to Rabbina, that in this case, we don't look at it as a Tanai. Hi Al Manas Kutzami, as even though Reuven said, Harini Naza Al Manasha E Shaisu Yain Mutamal Mesim, and it sounds like he's making a Tanai, over the way we understand it as if Reuven saying, I want to be a Nazir, and I'm excluding that I don't want to be Usa to drink wine, I don't want to be Usa to be Mutamal Mesim, and in a Khanami, he was trying to be Makabal Naziris Lchatsayin, and according to Rab Shimon, there's not a valid Kabbal Naziris. That's why according to Rabbi Shul Balevi, that he holds that Rab Shimon's Khalik, even the Resha, and in a Khanami, even though the Resha doesn't say Rab Shimon Matter, Mishnah waited until after the second case, and at that point we said Rav Shimon Matter, and that's going back on both of the cases. And the Gemara continues, Tanika Vasi Ravina, that will bring you a Brisa that's exactly like Ravina. As the Brisa states, Omar Reini Naza Menashe He Shoyse Yayin Metamel Mesim. Reuven says, I want to be a Naza on condition that I could drink wine and I could be Metamel Mesim. Hareze Naza, he becomes a Naza, but also Bekulon will be also to all of the Dinim of Naziris, Replace you Masal Mashav Kosmeteria, because it's considered that he was Makabal Naziris and then made a Tanai, and this Tanai was against the Torah, the Chol Masla Mash Kos B'Torah Tanai Batal, and that is exactly how Ravina explained our Risha, and there is no Machlekes between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon in the Risha of the Mishnah, and Rush even goes a step further and says by the fact that the Brisa uses the term Al Manas, and we're talking about the concept of Masla Mash Kos B'Torah that Tanai is Batal, is clearly going like Rav Shimon, as according to the Tanakama, the Mishnah didn't have to specify that he said Hareini Nazar Al Manas, as even if Reuven would have said Hareini Nazar Chutz Mi Yayin and Chutz Mi Tumas Meis, the din would be that it's a valid Naziris, and therefore certainly the Reisha is like the Tanakama. We also see that the Reisha is going like Rav Shimon, as Al Manas is not considered like Chutz, and the only reason why it's considered a valid Naziris is because we say that it's Masla Mashal Kasbatari, and therefore it's Tanai Batal, but his original Maisa of Kabbal Naziris when he said Hareini Nazir is Kayim. But the gated concept of Kal Masla Mashal Kasbatari that Tanai Batal and Maisa Kayim, Ayin Taisis and Subas on Daftin Vav, who explains this in great detail. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the third case of the Mishnah, Yodei Nisha Nazir Asu B'Yayin. So the second case of the Mishnah taught us that if Reuven said that at the time that I was Mekabal Naziris, I didn't know that I'm Asa to wine, and I wasn't Mekabal myself, that I should be Asa to wine, then there's Machlekes between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon. Tanakama says that it's a valid Kabbal Naziris, and Rav Shimon says that it's Mutter, and it's not considered a valid Kabbal Naziris. Rav Shimon is going Lishitasa, that he holds Ad Shiyaz Mekulon. And then in the third case of the Mishnah, where Reuven said, at the time that I said Irene Nazir, I knew that Nazir is Asa to be Metamel, Kesim, I knew that an Ozer is also to drink wine, and even so, I really wasn't mekabel myself to drink wine or to be Metamel Mesim because I thought that the Chum will give me a dispensation because I can't live without wine, and I need to have the Panasa by burying Mesim. And even though this case seems to be exactly like the second case of the Mishnah, however, the Mishnah brings the opposite Svaris, that according to Chumim, he would be Mutta, and it would not be considered Val Kabbalah's Naziris, and according to Rav Shimon, he would be Asa, and it would be considered Val Kabbalah's Naziris. The Gemara now asks for Amr Resha, and the Resha we said that Chum holds it's Asa, Rav Shimon Mata, so what's going on, and why in the Sefer do we say Punk Fakat? And the Gemara now brings three Terutzim. The first Terutz of the Gemara is, Eimanami, Hareza Asa, Rav Shimon Mata, that in the Chanami, the third case of the Mishnah, that really the Rabbanan say it's Asa, and it's a full Kabbalah's Naziris, even though he tried to leave out his Issa on Yayin and his Issa to be Mtamil Mesim. However, Rav Shimon Shitasai, that Ashi Yazmi Kulan, and therefore it's not considered a Val Kabbalah's Naziris, and he's not considered a Nazir at all. Keep in mind that if you hold like this Teretz, and you hold like the Teretz that we had before from Reb Shulam ben Levi, then it comes out in all three cases of the Mishnah, there is a machlokes between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon, and Lechari Tzarech Bia, according to that. If so, why would it be that only in the second case and the third case of the Mishnah state that raises us Rav Shimon Matar, and the first case we don't say anything? Lechari, either we should say in all three cases, or we should only say it in the third case. However, if we learn like Ravina that Rav Shimon was actually made in the first case, and there was no machlokes in the first case of the Mishnah, then it makes sense that in both cases of the Mishnah, we actually say the same din, that Areza Asav Rav Shimon Matar, and we said it by both cases where there was a machlokes. And the Gemara continues and brings another Teretz, V'Bayin Seima, or I could tell you, really, the Sefer is exactly like we said, and the third case, the actual din is that Tanakhama says it's Mutar, and Rav Shimon says it's Asa. And if so, what is the chiluk between the second case of the Mishnah and the last case of the Mishnah? And the Gemara explains, and we continue on Daf Yud Aleph Beis, Hasan Reisha Kogain de Nazar Mechada. In the second case of the Mishnah, when Ruvi made the Neda, he didn't know that a Nazar is Asa to wine, and therefore, when he was Mekabel his Naziris, he wasn't Mekabel a full Naziris on himself, and therefore, the Rabbanan, the Army, Daf Yud Aleph Nazar Elam Achs Ben Havi Nazar Ba Asa. According to Rabbanan, hold that even if a person is only Mekabel Naziris on one din, then it's Nispashin on the entire Naziris, it is Asa Bechal Din and Naziris, that's why he's Asa. But Rab Shimon da Amar Achi Yazmi Kulan Mutta, but according to Rab Shimon, it says that the only way the Naziris could be Chal is only if you Mekabel Naziris on the entire dinim of Naziris. So over here, since you didn't know that you actually Asa to wine, and therefore you didn't have a proper Kabbalah's Naziris, and that's why he'll be Mutta to wine, and he won't be considered a Nazir at all. However, the Gemara is now Mechadish that in the Sefer of the Mishnah and in the third case of the Mishnah, we're not talking about a case where at the time that he was Mekabel on himself Naziris, he actually thought to himself that really I don't want to be Mekabel a full Naziris, and the Rabbanu will give me dispensation that I won't have to keep the Issa of wine or the Issa of Krura because I need to drink wine or my panasa is tied to Krus Mesim as I am a grave digger and an undertaker. And if this was the case, that in the Chanami there is no chiluk between the Reish and the Sefer, and just like in the Reish, the Rabbanan said that it's considered valid Naziris, and Rav Shimon said it would not be valid Naziris, the same didn't apply in the Sefer. However, the Sefer is talking about a case did not be Kula, would originally, when Reuven made his Naziris, he was Mekabel himself a full-fledged Naziris, and afterwards V'ishtel Mechado, and then he went to Bezdin, and he actually had a Pesach in order to go and be Mischaret, and he asked Bezdin to be Mata his Neda, and he either told them that at the point I made the Neda, I didn't realize how difficult it would be not to drink wine, but I have to drink wine, and therefore he found a Pesach, or he said that I didn't realize that my Panasa was so tied to Kruis Mesim, but the Maisa, I wouldn't have made this Neda, and therefore Bezdin will be able to be Mata his Neda, and remove his Issa to be Metamel Mesim. Although we had a machlekes in the second case between the Chacham and Rab Shimon b'negei Kabbalah's Naziris, however, over here the question is regarding getting rid of a Naziris and being shoyel on the Naziris, and therefore Rabbanan the Amri afilu le'nazir elam achs ben havi nazir, according to Rabbanan that say even if someone is mekabel Naziris only on one din of Naziris, it is a full fledged Kabbalah's Naziris, and we learned it out of Psukim. Therefore, as Taisa says at the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph ki isur kachateri, that just like the Issa applies even when you only had one Issa and you only were mekabel Naziris on one of Yisurim, the same applied by She'ela, the Kemishal Mechadim in our history, that once you're able to find a Pesach to get rid of one of the Yisurim of Naziris, therefore you're able to remove the full Naziris, and that's why Rabbanan say in the third case of the Mishnah, once Rabbanan find a Pesach for one of the Yisurim of Naziris, then the entire Naziris is now batal. However, Rav Shimon da'amad she'yazim mikulon, since Rav Shimon holds b'negeya making the Yisur of Naziris, that the only way that it could be chal is only if you make the Naziris and you mekabel on yourself all the dinim of Naziris, so Kemishal Nami Mahu Ad Mishnah Mikulu, the only way to be shoyel on Naziris is only if you shoyel on all the dinim of Naziris, Mishamachik Tani Rav Shimon Isa, and that's why Rav Shimon asked in the last case of the Mishnah. It says at the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph states that even though in Masechta Zedarim we have Machlekes, if Ned de Shota Miksase Hutta Kulai or Ned de Shota Miksase Loyata Kulai, over here, this is not dependent on that Machlekes. machlekes. Even if the rabbanon hold neder shuta b'ksasai loyot akulay, however by naziris they based it on pasuk, and we learn out kisur kachaterai. Therefore, they compare the chalais and naziris to getting rid of naziris, and that's why by naziris, as long as you mevatel one part of naziris, it'll be mevatel everything. And according to Rab Shimon, the same would apply that even if Rab Shimon would hold b'negei nedarim, then neder shuta b'ksasai huta kulay, that has no relevance to naziris, as Rab Shimon learns out of pasuk b'negei isurai, and therefore we learn out kisur kachaterai, and therefore b'negei heta as well. He also holds that in order to be mevatel naziris, you have to be mevatel all of the dinim of naziris. The Gemara continues, v'yibayisema, or I could tell you that another teretz is as to why in the third case of the Mishnah, the Chama Mata and Rab Shimon Asses, is because b'nidre einsin kamifli, they actually be chayluk in the case of nidre einsin, who have plucked the Shmuel Rabasi. The machlekes in the third case of the Mishnah between the Chacham and Rab Shimon is based on the machlekes between Shmuel and Rabasi, stated in Masechta Zedarim on the Chafam Abayz. The Tanan, as we learned in Masechta Zedarim, Abar Nedarim, Etiyu Chacham, there are four types of Nedarim, with Chama Mata, Nidre Zuzin, Nidre Abay, Nidre Shkagas, and Nidre Einsin. And although the only one that could be relevant to our Gemara is Nidre Einsin, let's just quickly explain all four so we refresh our memories. Nidre Zuzin were where a person makes a neder in negotiation. So for example, if someone's selling something to someone else and they say to them, I can only sell this to you for $2, and the other person says, I can only buy it for $1. For example, the Meichel says to Lekech, Hainim Kika Zerlai, if I sell this to you for less than $2. Now of course, he really would sell it for less than $2, and he wanted to show how strong he was in his negotiation, and therefore that's not considered a valid neder. And Nidre Shkagas was where someone made a tice in the neder, as they said, that this kika should be asked to me if I ate today, and at the time that he made the neder, he forgot that he actually ate already that day. The example for Nidre Einsin was where Ruvi makes a neder and he tells Shimon that if you don't come to my suda, then you should be asked to have enough for me. And although Shimon really wanted to come to suda, however, there was an instance that happened and Shimon couldn't come. For example, there was traffic or he got sick. The din is that it's not considered a valid neder and he won't be asked to Shimon's property. Nidre Avoy is if someone makes a neder on an exaggerated claim. So for example, he says that this kika should be asked to me if I didn't see Kiyotzi Mitzrayim. And of course, he didn't see 600,000 people, but Lemaisa, it's an exaggerated claim, and that neder is also not a valid neder. And Daf Chaf Alva and Beis, an explanation of the Mishnah, there was machlekes between Rabasi and Shmuel, because Va'am Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rabasi, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabasi, Abon and Darm Alolu, Tzrichon She'il L'Chacham, even though Medirayisa, they're not valid and Darm. However, Medirabonon, we required the person to have She'il from Chacham in order to make sure that people are not Mizalzel in the Darm. And Rabbi Yehuda continued, Ki Amisa Kamei Shmuel, when I said this memory of Rabasi in front of Shmuel, Amali, Anak Tani Tiyu Chacham, the Tan himself said a Lashon that Chacham will matter it, Va'at Amar Tzrichon She'il L'Chacham, how can you say that Chacham required She'il at all? And Lefi Shmuel, if someone made any of these Nedarim, you don't need Hataris Chacham, and you don't need She'il from the Chacham at all, and the Neder is not Chal at all. And therefore, the Gemara explains that the last case of the Mishnah is talking about a scenario where Ruvi made a Neder, and he was Mekabel Naziris, and at the time that he was Mekabel Naziris, he was Mekabel himself all Dinim of Naziris, but he was Mekabel it that it should be Chal at a later point. For example, he said that my Nazir should be Chal in 30 days, and within the 30-day period, he became sick, or something else happened that was an Oinus, and he couldn't really keep his Naziris. For example, he lost his Panasa. The only way he would be able to make Panasa is by becoming an undertaker, and therefore he doesn't want his Naziris to be Chal. Since originally when he was Mekabel Naziris, he was Mekabel all Dinim of Naziris, therefore this has no connection to the standard Machlekes between Rav Shimon and Chachamim, and the only Machlekes between the Chachamim and Rav Shimon is based on a whole different point, that over here it's considered like Nidre Einsin because he was Oinus and he doesn't want his Kabbalas Naziris to be Chal, and therefore the Rabbanon Tzavri Kishmuel, Rabbanon Holak Shmuel, that it's never considered a valid Neder and you don't need She'ila at all, and that's why the Rabbanon say it's Mutah. However, Rav Shimon holds a Krabasi that even though we consider it Nidre Einsin, however, the Meister, you have to be Shoyal from a Chacham, and therefore in this case his Naziris is Chal, and until he goes to a Chacham in order to be Shoyal as Naziris, he will have to keep all Dinim of Naziris. And we continue with the new Mishnah, Harini Nazir. Ruben says, I want to be a Nazir, V'alai L'Galeach Nazir, and then he also says, I'm a Kabbal on myself to pay for the Kabbanis of another Nazir, V'sham Chaveroi, and his friend heard, V'am Avani, and he also said, I will also be a Nazir, V'alai L'Galeach Nazir, I also am a Kabbal, pay for the Kabbanis of a Nazir. So if they were both smart, then they will just transfer their responsibilities to each other. So Reuven is a Nazir, and he's responsible to pay for someone's Kabbanis, so he'll go and pay for Shimon's Kabbanis Naziris, and Shimon will also be a Nazir, and he'll be responsible to pay for someone's Kabbanis, and he'll pay for Reuven's Kabbanis, and it'll come out both Reuven and Shimon will only have to pay for one set of Kabbanis of Naziris, and it won't cost them any extra money. And the Chiddush of the Reish of the Mishnah is that even though at the point that Reuven made this Neder, and he said that I'm a Kabbalah myself to pay for someone else's Kabbanis, at that point Shimon was not yet a Nazir, because only afterwards did Shimon say Vani, and he became a Nazir. The din is that Reuben could still pay for Shimon's Kabanis. And the Mishnah ends off, if the Napichim Megachim Nazir Achirim, then Reuben will go and pay for Kabanis for Levi, for example, and Shimon will go and pay for Kabanis for Yehuda, and therefore both of them will actually have to bring two Kabanis each, as they'll have to bring their own carbon for their Nazirs, plus each one will bring for their friend, and it will come out that each of them will pay for two sets of Kabanis instead of one set of Kabanis. The Gemara begins, we have a Shiloh. Let's say Reuben said, Harini Nazir, I want to be a Nazir, Valayla Galeach Nazir, and I also want to be Makalma myself to pay for the Kabanis of another Nazir, Vishomer Chaveir Va'amar Vani. And Shimon heard both of his statements, and he said simply, Vani, and he didn't add in Valayla Galeach Nazir. So the question is, Mao, what is it in? Vani Akula Dubru Mashma? Do we say Vani is going back on both of the statements of Reuben, and therefore Shimon is Chayiv to keep a Naziris, and he also has to pay for someone's Kabanis? Or Dilma, Apali Dubru Mashma, was it only going on here for the Dibur? And the Gemara says, Imtim Slame, Apali Dubru Mashma, if you're going to say that Shimon's statement Vani is only going on part of Reuben's statement and not on both statements, Aresha is safer. Do you say he's saying, I am also a Nazir just like you? Or is he saying, I also am a Kabbalah myself to pay for the Kabanis of someone else? Gemara continues, Tashma, bring your right from a Mishnah. Then our Mishnah we stated that Shimon said, Vani, Valayla Galeach Nazir, in my Pichim, Megalchon Zezeh. Then the din was, if Reuben and Shimon were both smart, then they would just go and bring the Kabanis for each other, and therefore they'll only have to bring one carbon each. And the Gemara brings a raya by the fact that the Mishnah said, Va'ani Va'alayla Galeach Nazir, so it's muchach that the only reason that Shimon is a Nazir and he also has to pay for someone else's Kabanis is because he said both statements, Shema Mina Va'ani Apali Dibur Mashma, and therefore it's muchach that if he would only have said the word Va'ani, then it will only go on half of the words of Reuben and not on the entire statement. And the Gemara responds, Amri, in that this is actually true and it's a good raya. If Shimon just would have said the word Va'ani Apali Dibur Mashma, it would only go on half of the words of Reuben. We're now still left with the second question, Miu Aresha Isefa. Would we say that the word Vani is going back on the beginning of Reuben's words that he said, I want to be a Nazir, and therefore Shimon would be a Nazir? Or do we say that when Shimon said Vani, it's going back on the second part of Reuben's words, and Shimon was saying that just like Reuben said, that I want to be Makabel to bring the Kabanis of a Nazir, so I also want to be Makabel that on myself, but Shimon did not mean to be Makabel Nazirus on himself. And the Gemara therefore continues, Umina, but Lemaisa from the Mishnah itself, we could bring Rayam in the come of Alayla Galeach by the fact that the Mishnah stated that Shimon said Vani, and he then had to add in the words Valayla Galeach Nazir, so Shema Mina Vani Al Tchilas Dibur Mashma. So it's Muchach that when he said Vani, he was saying Harini Nazir, I'm a Nazir. And since by just saying Vani, it would only say that he's a Nazir, but it would not say that he's Chayav to bring Kabanis for another Nazir, therefore Shimon had to add in as well Valayla Galeach Nazir. We therefore have a riot from a Mishnah to both Dinim. First of all, we see that Vani is only going on part of Reuven's Dibur, and number two, that the word Vani is going back on the beginning of Reuven's Dibur, and therefore it's only saying that I'll be a Nazir just like Reuven stated. Gemara continues, Amar Rav Huna Beder Rav Yishua Rava. So Rav Huna Beder Rav Yishua said to Rava, Mimai Dehachiyu, how do you know this is true? Lo Ilum Eim Lecha, maybe I'll say Vani Akula Dibur Mashma. Really, when Shimon says Vani, it's going back on both parts of Reuven's words, and V'im Mishum V'alai, and if you'll ask me that if when Shimon said Vani, it's going back on all of Reuven's words, then why would Shimon have to continue and say V'alai L'Galeach Nazir? The Gemara explains that really we wouldn't have to say this, but my karma V'alai, what does it mean when the Mishnah said V'alai L'Galeach Nazir? But Hamilsa, Reuven was just clarifying that not only am I going to be a Nazir, but I'm also going to be chayav to bring someone else's kabanis. As Taisa says, that this is derech b'nei adam lichbol l'shoinan, that standard for a person double up their lashon, v'uhadin, and the same thing would apply, d'imloy amar v'alai, even if we wouldn't say v'alai l'galech nazir, d'mechayav b'nazir v'teglachas adi b'kama, that since he already said v'ani, therefore Shimon is chayav to be a nazir and also to bring kabanis for another nazir. And Rav Huna Beder Yeshua continues and brings riot, d'iloy temach, if you're not going to say that this is the case, d'ktani sefer, the mice in the Mishnah will have enough you'd base on a base, the Mishnah brings over there, harei olai l'galeach chatzi nazir, Reuven only makes one statement and says, I'm mechayav myself to bring half of the kabanis of a nazir, and v'sham chaver and his friend hears, v'amani says, v'ani olai l'galeach chatzi nazir, that I also have responsibility to pay for the cost of half of the kabanis of a nazir, hasa mi'i katatu mili. Over there weren't two things that Reuven said, that Shimon should be responding and saying, v'ani olai l'galeach chatzi nazir, all Shimon should say is v'ani, and we would understand exactly what he meant, and therefore, elamai kama, so what does Shimon mean? Olai b'hamilsa, he was just doubling up his lashon, as the derech b'nei adam is lichbol l'shoinan, as Taisus points out. And since this is muchach, that this is pshat in the Mishnah on daf yud beis and beis, therefore in our Mishnah we will also explain that even though Shimon really could have said va'ani and he didn't have to say v'alai l'galeach nazir, he still said the lashon v'alai because he wanted to double up his lashon as that derech b'nei adam. The Gemara continues, Omli Rava, so Rava responds back to Rav Huna Beder Rav Shua that you're incorrect in your svara. Hachi hashda, I amar b'shleim reisha tzricha, if you will say that in Reisha it's actually Dafka, in order for Shimon to go and be Mekabel the two different dinim that Reuven was Mekabel on himself, that's why he had to say Vani Valaila Galeach Nazir and Seifa Loi Tzricha, even though in the Seifa, of course, that doesn't make sense, and he definitely could have said Vani, still Tani Seifa Loi Tzricha Mishum Reisha the Tzricha, so then it makes sense. Since in the Reisha we had to say this Lashon, so in order to have a parallel case in the Seifa on Daf Yud Beis and Beis, so therefore the Mishnah used the same Lashon on Daf Yud Beis and Beis, even though he really could have said Vani, and it wasn't a necessary language. However, Eli Amit Reisha Loi Tzricha, and if you can say, then Reisha really you could have said Vani, and Seifa Loi Tzricha, and certainly in the Seifa, where Reuven only said one clause, then definitely you could have said Vani, so Tani Reisha Loi Tzricha, Vitani Seifa Loi Tzricha, do you think the Tana would add an extra words in the Mishnah, and just talk, Kederach Bnei Adam, Lichbol Shainan, doesn't make sense at all. Of course, that would not be the Derech of the Tana, and therefore we're back to the original Raya, and from the fact that Amish had to state that Shimon said, Vani, Valayla Galeach Nazir, so you see, when a person says Vani, he generally is going Apali Gedabura, and that's why Shimon had to add in the words, Valayla Galeach Nazir, and once we had to use this Lashon in our Mishnah, and Shimon had to say, Vani, Valayla Galeach Nazir, so even though on Dafyud Beis and Beis, even though since Reuven only said one statement, therefore Shimon really could have said the Lashon Vani, in order to create symmetry between our Mishnah and the Mishnah on Dafyud Beis and Beis, therefore the Mishnah used a similar Lashon and said that Shimon said, Ani Alayla Galeach Chatzin Nazir, and even though it doesn't make as much sense, but since that's the standard way of a person to speak, therefore the Mishnah used that Lashon in order to create symmetry, even though it's not the best Lashon, and we will stop over here.